Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And at SpeakersPathway.com, we have a lot of great complimentary gifts you can get there. My goodness, all of our executive training directors have complimentary gifts. I want to mention one complimentary gift that you can get there. It's up on the top on the upper right called TEDx Talks. That is Don McGrath, my co-founder and partner and all those wonderful things. Great friend. He's also the co-host of the show, but Don will not be with us today, but he has TEDx training there. He has a five simple steps of a kick butt TED Talk. Please download that. It's for free. And I mentioned Don is not with us today because he is filling in for another project we've got on. We're putting on messages of inspiration, hope, and support. We're doing that on Facebook Live. It's also going to be, the episodes will be available on our YouTube channel, Speakers Pathway Coalition. We have three speakers a day. We're also going to have those individual speakers with their picture available on speakerspathway.com. We're about 3 or 4 days out, maybe longer, but just click on the speakerspathway.com and simply be sure and don't leave her empty-handed. We got plenty of complimentary gifts, and one of the complimentary gifts is a gentleman by the name of Bill Heinrich. He is one of our executive training directors, and Bill has been so gracious to sit in and take the hot seat for Don. Bill, welcome to the show. How are you today, sir?
Well, I'm great. Thank you very much for this opportunity. It's great to be of service, and I have loved the show, been on it a few times, so it's great to be a co-host with you today, Jim. I hope I can fill Don's shoes.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great because, you know, Don is just a great guy, and I know you're going to do a great job. But, Bill, if you would you be kind enough to share a little bit about yourself and what you do, if you don't mind?
Well, I'm call myself a business coach, but the truth of the matter is my specialty is working with people on their inner game issues that are blocking them, holding them back, and standing in their way from the success or the dreams in their life. And it has been a very successful journey with clients over the past 10 years, teaching them how to work with energy and how to follow the energy and how to create great energy, because like attracts like, and people are attracted by your energy, not what you say. You have to remember that. They say people will never remember what you said, but they're always going to remember how you made them feel, Jim.
That is so true. It's really amazing how, you know, every emotion that we can think of, when it's attached to an event in our life, it is just branded into our brains. And one of the things that, if I could share this with the folks out there, a week ago this past Wednesday, about 10 days ago, we had an executive meeting, and our focus was on how we could give back to people. Because a lot of people right now, they're looking for how can they get a return on their investment. And that's coming from the dark side. We prefer to come from the light side. We focused on how can we get a return on sharing love and energy. Mm-hmm. And that's how we created the messages of inspiration, hope, and support. Bill, you were on there, one of our guests on there yesterday. Brother, could you share a little bit about what you shared with the folks?
Well, yesterday I talked about the difference between surviving and thriving. And basically the difference is when we're surviving, we're focused in the physical, Jim. We're after mm-hmm. something. The physical, our physical life is only about accumulation. It's getting things. It's the house, it's the car, it's the job, it's the boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever, but it's all about the physical. And when you're thriving, what you're really looking at is your inner expansion, how you can expand and become a better person, how you can be of a higher level of service to those around you. It's such a huge difference. And it's something that's very misconstrued, because from the moment we're born, all we think about is surviving, you know, food, water, and shelter. So there's quite a distinction between the two. But as you have learned in working with me in Speakers Pathway Coalition, I always talk about follow the energy. If the energy isn't good, step back, because there's something's not right.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Bill, one of the things I still remember and I still correct myself on, and I want to personally thank you and give a shout out to you for correcting me. And that is, I've had it so carved in my brain that I'm going to make a decision. You said, Jim, don't ever make another decision.
Yeah.
Just make options, because what happened, you know, I found myself, when I make a decision, I've already made my box. Now I got to make sure everything that I want to fit in that box is going to fit.
Well,
and it's like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, create options and make choices. Because when you make a choice, you're coming from a place of responsibility. When decision, if you look at the Latin root of that word, it's final, it's over. It comes with stress. It comes with worry, anxiety. I have to make a decision. But when you're making a choice, the power lies within you. And making a choice means you can always make another choice. You can make a different choice a minute later. Once you make it, if it doesn't feel right, you can choose a different direction. You can choose something different. But it's about being responsible for what you're doing rather than accountable. When you make a decision, you're becoming accountable to that decision. And consequently, once we make decisions, what we have a tendency to do is we want to steer the results to make sure our decision looks right, because our mind and our ego is about protecting us. But when we make choices, it's easy to say, wow, I made that choice, but that's not really serving me, or maybe it isn't serving the other people it affects. Let me look at my options, and I can make a different choice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because what I found myself, and looking back, all the times that I made those real, you know, carved in stone kind of decisions, what I really did was paint myself into a corner opposite the other side of the room where the door is.
Yeah.
And that really brings on stress. It really does. And we've got to have a few Skype problems this morning, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a gentleman by the name of Steve Cypress that's going to be joining us by telephone. And Steve and I, we met out there in Phoenix, Arizona with Network Together. Network Together, their website is ntevents.net. They are a community outreach program of business owners, entrepreneurs, people from all walks of life, from insurance agents to accountants, you name it. And their entire focus is bring the community together, promote one another, and we're working together with them on Speakers Pathway Coalition and them, because we're the speaking leg pillar of what they have. Five pillars. One is speaking. We cover that base. Also, to one of the pillars that they cover very strongly is reaching out to the youth in the community, being a good positive force to help the kids, the youth, that sort of thing, steer them in the right direction. If you'd like to know more about them, what they're doing, they're expanding by virtual stage. Go to NT, as in November Tango, events with an S, .net. And stop in and say hello to Robert and Sean and look at their calendar and just pop into one of their virtual stages. And we got about 3 minutes left before we go to a commercial break. But I just want to share a little bit about Steve, and we'll bring him on board right after we come back from commercial break. His topic he's going to be discussing with us today, Bill, is going to be more profit and less stress. And I know there's a lot of people out there that would really like to focus on, you know, being able to be profitable, especially during this time. and how to have less stress. But in this day and time, we encourage people to also invest in themselves. And Bill, as you very well know, to invest in yourself, that pays dividends when you're looking how to be a blessing to others in the process. Am I right, sir?
That's absolutely correct. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what Steve has to say, because stress comes from old beliefs. Mm-hmm. Stress comes from beliefs and stories that we have inside of us, or that have come from outside of us, Jim, that don't mm-hmm. serve us. And it's the stress that sabotages our ability to create more profits and do good. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what he has to say.
Oh, yes. And we had a lady on the messages of inspiration, hope, and support. We've got three guests today on that show, and she was talking about how harmful stress is. But we had Barry Shore on there. He was on our radio program last Friday. He talks about how stress kills and joy heals. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear a real inspirational story, you know, he got up one morning, Barry did, just as normal as ever, and then he was stricken with some type of a rare disease. He says something like what they call French polio. He was paralyzed from the neck down, and he had to learn how to do everything except talk. He couldn't move his limbs. He couldn't swim or anything without, they put him in water, and they had to move his legs and arms and all that and put floaters on him to keep him from sinking. But if you want to, you know, just check out BarryShore.com. He's an inspirational guy. He has swam over 7,000 miles, 7,600 miles. He's learned how to swim, and he was a paraplegic. That's an amazing story. We're getting ready to go to tunes. When we come back in tunes, we're going to have Steve Cypress with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're very excited about the message he's going to be bringing us, and we hope you'll stay with us. Most importantly, subscribe and share our program. Thank you so much. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Some fun facts about noses and ears I'll bet you didn't know. Did you know your ears secrete more earwax when you're afraid than when you aren't? And generally, people with asthma have better hearing than those who don't. Now, here's a word for you. When someone gets their ears pierced, they're actually piercing their pinna. The pinna is the fleshy part of the earlobe. Did you know it's possible to sneeze so hard you can break a rib? That happened to my husband's secretary once. And according to research, you'll blow your nose 250 times this year. Scientists have also determined that the smell in your right nostril is more pleasant, while the smell in your left nostril is more accurate. By the way, twice as many men as women can wiggle their ears.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And during the break, we had Steve Cypress join us. Excuse me a minute. We had Steve Cypress join us. He is not able to be on Skype. He's by cell phone, so his volume may be a little bit loud. We'll keep reminding him to turn his volume down. But, Bill, he's going to be talking to us today on a very interesting topic, isn't he, sir?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to hear what Steve has to say, talking about generating more profits with less stress. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I got to talk softly. Not on my cell phone. I'm on my landline, but I'm told I got to talk softly. Very difficult for me because I'm doing absolutely fantastic, thank you.
Great. So what are some of the keys to create more profit with less stress? I know our audience is really interested in hearing that.
Well, that's a great question. The key is to put systems into place so that you can replace your, basically, for want of a better term, grunt work. Most business owners, I talk to them, I've been helping business owners for decades. I've owned plenty of businesses myself, and you know, they make a mistake of generating their business and generating their leads with a lot of uncertainty and a lot of what I call grunt work. They talk about, well, I just, you know, I get word of mouth, or I go to network meetings, or I, you know, have conversations with people on social media or whatever. This is a lot of work, and because of the uncertainty, causes a lot of stress. And the key is to replace all that with systems so that you can rest assured, put your head on the pillow at night, and know that your systems are at work generating the leads for you to keep your business growing.
Hmm. You know, Steve, that's interesting. I used to be an entrepreneur. I still am an entrepreneur, but when I think about that is when I was owned a manufacturing business. And I know that, you know, in most entrepreneurs, they just work too hard and they make it more harder than they should. And that's because they don't, you know, they don't really plan, or they are, you know, they're emotionally out of control, might be a good way of putting it. How can you, what can you share with them today to give them some, a little bit of more of an anchor in life?
That's a great question. You talk about manufacturing. See, a manufacturing business understands the power of systems because you have machines. And So if you had, I'm assuming you did, because if you didn't have machines, then you'd have a manufacturing business based on like Middle Ages technology, where somehow you're using an anvil and you know, you're doing a lot of physical work. And that's how people do their sales and their marketing and their lead generation these days, as if they're back in the Stone Ages doing everything by hand, when there is technology, machinery, people, there's all kinds of systems you can put into place. And just like if you had to wake up every morning and manufacture a piece by hand, like back in the Middle Ages, that's a lot of grunt work and a lot of stress. But if you say, well, I've got a machine, I set it right, and then I put in the materials, I turn on the button, come back in 4 hours, or I kind of watch it and read the paper for 4 hours, and the piece comes out. Man, that's a heck of a lot less stressful. So who would want to go back to the Stone Ages? And yet that's where most business owners are with their sales and marketing and advertising.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of business owners, too, I mean, when you're dealing in the manufacturing side of life, and you're dealing with big companies, I dealt with companies from Alcoa down to Waste Management. A lot of times you're financially strapped because you've got a lot of money on the books, but it may take them 45 days, 60 days or longer for you then to pay the small business owner. And my point being is that whenever you're in an environment like that, and of course right now there's a lot of people right now that's under a cash crunch. They're, you know, maybe sitting at home. They may be laid off. They may feel the kind of like the pressure closing in on them. And, they can use some inspirational help and some systems and how to categorize mainly the mental game is what I'm talking about, Steve. What kind of advice can you share with them on that?
Well, that's a great point. I mean, right now, as we speak, in the end of March 2020, we're in a nationwide shutdown, practically a worldwide shutdown. So temporarily, there's extra stress added onto everybody that doesn't have systems in place. And everybody that's making the mistake of turning off their advertising and marketing because they think gee, there's no money out there. This is not the time, as you mentioned in your intro a few minutes ago, this is not the time to sit there and go, how can I make profits? This is the time to lay the groundwork so that when the shutdown ends, you're positioned pretty as a peach to rake in the tons of profits that are going to be there while your competitors who, you know, unfortunately curled up in a ball and operated out of fear and panic during the shutdown and did nothing and turned off their advertising and marketing systems, they're going to have an uphill climb where there's certain steps you can take right now during the downturn to put yourself in a position to profit much more wildly when the shutdown ends. And just by getting to work, instead of curling up in a ball and going, what am I going to do, and hoping and waiting for a government check or a handout or a grant or a loan or whatever, that'll ease a lot of stress. Everyone knows if you're working, you have no time to think about all your problems, and so you have a lot less stress.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Steve, go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Steve, I have actually two questions for you. How long have you been doing this?
When you say doing this,
doing this consulting with people and helping them putting systems in place and remove stress.
Well, that's a great question. I started my first multi-million-dollar business about 36 years ago now, and
okay,
as soon as it became successful, people started asking me, "What'd you do? How'd you do that? How'd you grow a company so fast and became the number one largest company in its industry so quickly?" And I started helping people. My mom was a school teacher, so I just naturally, I was taught from, you know, probably from birth, but you have an obligation when you learn something to teach it to someone else. So I was very happy to help people out. I wasn't getting paid for it back then. It was later on that I realized people were telling me, hey, you know, people get paid for this. It's called a consultant.
Right, right. And so two other questions. One is, what changes have you seen in these systems with the advent now of the internet and social media? And two, what are a couple things that people can do during this crisis and this pandemic that will help them coming out the other side?
Well, those are that's a very complex couple of questions. I have a number of very specific things that anybody can do during what I call the panic-demic, because unfortunately the fear and panic is hurting a lot more people than the virus ever will.
Yeah.
But business owners that are operating out of fear and uncertainty, that makes sense. That's what you're being told. But there's specific actions you can take. One of the things you can do in this down, and as far as the changes are massive. Basically, thanks to technology and the internet, things are much more complex in the world of advertising marketing. I mean, it was even, say, 20 years ago or so, where all a business owner had to do was go into business, place a Yellow Pages ad, maybe a local newspaper ad or a Valpak or something,
yeah,
but the phone would ring, and he's off and running. And the business owners I talk to that are around my age, you know, remember those times, are very frustrated and confused over now. It is so much more complex, and they're being dumped on by all kinds of what I call the shiny object salesman, who's telling them, you have to do Facebook ads, you have to put up a website, you need to get an app, you have to do this, you have to do that. Those are all just various ways of doing marketing or advertising or sales. Those are, there's all kinds of different systems, but the key is understanding the underlying strategy. So once you know the underlying strategy that has not changed and will never change no matter what the technology is, because it's based on human behavioral psychology. So once you understand the human behavioral psychology of why people buy, then you can figure out, you can put your strategy into place in any way you want. You can do it online, offline, in person, on the phone, through an app, social media, anything you want. So business owners unfortunately skip the basic fundamental strategy part and get caught up in all the gimmicks and the latest this and that and the technology, and unfortunately it doesn't work, which creates a negative cycle of, hey, I put money in, it didn't work, now I don't feel like putting more money in. well, then that won't work either. And then it just keeps going negatively and negatively. And it's very tough to get out of that and get into the positive cycle where, hey, I put some system into place that did work. Now I'm even more excited. And I have more profits to reinvest, and I'm going to do some more. And then that works even better. And then you get more excited and you do more. It works even better. So very difficult to get out of the negative downward spiral and get into that upward spiral. The good news is it's also very difficult to get out of the upward spiral. So once you understand the basic fundamental strategy that works, then you can put it into place, and then you're off to the races. Things are running, your life changes. So to get back to what to do specifically during this downturn, the key is to look at it like a farmer does. And this is the time to farm. This is not the time to harvest. So just a month ago, it's hard to believe it was that short a time ago, we were in a boom economy and we were harvesting every day and people were paying us money and we were providing our products or service and things were good. We could plant and harvest all in the same time. But now, unless you have an ultra necessity, food, toilet paper, hand sanitizer, that people are, you know, it's flying off the shelves, they can't even keep it in inventory, mm-hmm. almost every other business, people are not spending money. So have the mentality of a farmer is what I suggest. The farmer wakes up in the spring and is excited to go out and plant. He doesn't say, wow, I'm going to get up at dawn and I'm going to work till dark 7 days a week planting because I'm going to get money coming in today. He understands that he has to plant and he has to sow the fields and he has to tend to the crops, and it's going to be months until the money comes in. But the money's not going to come in if you don't plant now. So there are things you got to think right now of planting. Think of all the plant seeds that get people to want to spend money with you later. And there's a number of very specific and very very important things.
Yeah, Steve. Pardon me, Steve. We got a break here for a few seconds for a commercial break. But, yeah, that's exactly right. It's going to be talking more about that when we get back from commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to talk about some strategy that you can use. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Have you ever found yourself in an airplane seated next to a nonstop talker that you really don't have anything at all in common with? When I fly, I usually want to catch up on my reading and not have to listen to an explatterator. It's even worse if they're a philodox. That's a person who just loves their own opinion. Well, now a Facebook app lets you choose your own seatmate before you fly. According to an article in USA Today, social media startups are bringing together compatible flyers before they take their seats. That's good news for people lovers, otherwise known as philodemics. A number of apps such as Plainly and Satisfly are helping travelers meet not only online, but in person. Think the Match.com of travel. I love flying and have been to almost as many places as my luggage.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by speakerspathway.com. If you go there, we got a bunch of complimentary gifts. Dustin Matthews, one of our executive training directors, has a little gift there. It says how to get out of debt and how to create passive income. So you might want to go there to speakerspathway.com. Pick up a free complimentary gift. And before the break, we're joined today by Steve Cypress, and also Danny Don is filling in on another project that we've got going called Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support. You can find all about that on our Speakers Pathway Coalition YouTube page. And also go to speakerspathway.com. We're going to be putting the individual speakers there that you'll be able to see and download and listen to their messages. That's about 3 or 4 days out, so please keep it in mind. Also, Mr. Bill Heinrich is filling in for Dandy Don today. And Bill, we're so happy we're so thankful that you graciously accepted to be with us today, brother. Thank you so very much, and I'm just so glad you're here.
It's my pleasure to be here. First time co-hosting a radio show, and it's really a lot of fun, and I love the information that Steve has shared with us so far, and want to kick this segment off. If it's okay, Jim, I have another question for Steve about, we talked about the difference, between Yellow Page ads back in the old days and having the internet now. And what are some of the strategies and things that people can use in this time when they're in fear, Steve? What are a couple things you'd recommend to them?
Well, that's a great question, because that's the importance, is the underlying strategy. Then you can put it to use in the yellow page ad still works. So you got clients that are killing it with yellow pages. All the different ways of advertising marketing still work when you have the right strategy. And I put together a few years ago what I call the WOW strategy, W-O-W. What happened is, for years, I went to all kinds of conferences and bought all kinds of trainings and courses and read books and had coaches and consultants, and a lot of these marketing and advertising consultants, it's no wonder people are so bamboozled, because they overcomplicate everything. And I found out, one of them actually told me, he said, I got to tell you, Steve, there's a reason why we overcomplicate everything. It's because if we made it all so simple and gave people the answers right away, they wouldn't buy our next book. They wouldn't come back to a conference the next year. They wouldn't buy our next course. So the way to keep making money in this game is to overcomplicate it, make people think they got to keep paying us money to learn more and more. And I was flabbergasted, because I'm like, how unethical is that? I mean, do you really hate small business owners? Because I personally love them. So I simplified the whole thing, and I got it down to three letters. It's only three letters, no matter what all these advertising marketing experts try and tell you about everything. It's much more simple than they overcomplicate it. It's three letters, W-O-W. So very simply, the first W stands for the who. Your ideal customer, client, patient, member, whatever type of business you have, who ideally you want to do business with you. Everything you do in your advertising and marketing, whether it's online, offline, yellow page, phone call, meeting them in person at a networking event, it's all about them. Everyone knows that instinctively, but you wouldn't know it from the ad you see, or the way people approach people at a networking meeting, or on social media where they post all about themselves. Hey, we've been in business this long, and we do this, and we do that. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The listener to that, the prospect, is thinking, what about me? What about my problems, my desires, my fears, my way I like to do business, what I need done? That's what you got to think about and know everything you can about the mental state, the emotional state of your ideal prospect. So that's the target who. That's what you want to get really into and know what they're looking for, what problems they have that you can solve. And then you go to the O, which is you make them an irresistible offer. And that's, again, where so many business owners fall short. They make offers that are extremely resistible. And then you have to go through all kinds of sales training and overcome objections and twist people's arms, or if you're unethical, you have to make all kinds of false claims and overpromise and underdeliver. And you don't have to do any of that if you make an irresistible offer. So, again, that's going to depend on the emotional state of your ideal target who. When you can perfectly match what they want with your solution, a lot of times we don't even ask the price. We just go, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Give me that. Which is happening right now in the stores with toilet paper. It was happening with gun shops. I have a client as a gun shop. It's like people are coming in and they're just going, give me that gun. They weren't even asking the price. And so that's a perfect match of an irresistible offer. I got exactly what you want. Of course, you can put price into the irresistible offer, and you can say like you just did. There's a lot of free resources on our website. Go there. Well, to the right person that wants to learn how to speak or wants any other resources you have, that's an irresistible offer. You mean I just go to the website and I get it for free? That's irresistible. So you want to get really good at crafting irresistible offers. That's the O. And then the last W, very simply, stands for the way or the ways that you get that irresistible offer in front of your ideal target who. And that could be, again, could be a Yellow Page ad, could be a networking meeting, could be a social media post, could be a social media ad, could be anything at all, depending on, of course, how your ideal target who wants to receive messaging, and most important, how they want to buy. That's how you figure out what ways to get in front of them, and you want to get it to them in as many ways as you possibly can that make sense, that give you a return on investment. That's it. That's the WOW strategy, three letters, W-O-W. If your advertising or marketing or sales is not working, it comes down to one or two or all three of those areas. Get all three of those areas working, and you never have to worry and you never have to live in fear or stress ever again.
That's very interesting. I like the way you put that. Because nowadays, that's the reason why we started a program that we did, Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support, because a lot of people are just being paralyzed with fear. And I know, Bill, you talk a lot about how that there's only two emotions, fear and love. And if we start sharing with love from the heart, everything that we do, That's not only the only way to go, it has tremendous returns for you, being a blessing to others. And, Bill, I know you've built your life around that for decades, haven't you?
Yeah, that's a very, very big focus. And another one, you know, when you talk about the wow, I really like that, Steve. How often, the thing that I see a lot working with clients, and I'm a business coach, but I never talk business because I just work on the inner game with clients and show them what's blocking them to free them up. But how often do you see where people are putting a message out to their potential clients in their words rather than language that the client will understand?
Great question. Unfortunately, or fortunately for those that use the WOW strategy and that get it, it's probably about 99%. Well, first of all, I mean, everyone knows the statistics. You know, there's slight differences whether, you know, half the businesses fail in the first year or 90% fail in 5 years, whatever it is. It's an overwhelming number of businesses that fail. So a big reason why 90% of businesses fail is their advertising and marketing is horrible. And it's all about themselves. So right away, it's at least 90% of them. And I would say if you thumb through a Yellow Pages or you click on, you know, the first websites that are popping up on Google or you look at people's social media posts, it's closer to 99%. It's likely that only one out of 100 business owners understands and is talking in the language and in the way and with the information that the recipient wants to receive, instead of the way they want to give it. And that's a humongous big mistake, but it's also, therefore, of course, a big opportunity for those that do it right. I've seen over and over the decades, people that use the WOW strategy can gobble up almost the entire market share in their area and basically suck all the business out of all their competitors in the area.
Wow, so WOW is stuck on my mind now. Give me a case study of someone that you helped turned around, what you saw and how quickly they got turned around, because I know you've been doing this for a while. What would be an example that people would be able to understand and where you've really helped somebody grow their business exponentially using this WOW strategy?
Yeah, it's a great question. I work almost exclusively with local business owners, so it's not anyone likely that anybody would know that's listening, because it's a local hairdresser, and it's a local auto repair shop, and it's an attorney, and it's a chiropractor, and it's a retail store, a restaurant. They're all local businesses, but the biggest thing is, and when I do group coaching or have what we call a mastermind, where you have a number of business owners around and somebody comes in who's new, it's always a kind of a humorous running joke of how long it takes for them to get it and how long we have to all pound it into their head. And the number one thing we always talk about is get your name, the name of your business, off the top of your ad. And that usually takes a while. I laugh because it really shouldn't, but for a lot of people, it takes a while. They will come back again and again and post into a private forum that I have set up for my clients. What do you think of this one? And one of the responses, you need to get the name of your business off the top of the ad. Get your logo's too big. The name of your company is too big. They'll come back and go, what do you think of this one? And it's, again, the name of the company's real big and on the top. And the bottom line is nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Yeah, right.
Unless you've put billions of dollars into branding and getting your name out there so that if I say McDonald's, people know that somehow that means hamburgers. Why does McDonald's mean hamburgers? Why would Amazon mean an online store? Why would Google even mean anything? I mean, the brand names themselves don't mean anything unless there's tons of time, money, and effort put behind them. So when you say, I'll give you an example. I see a commercial on TV for an attorney. They're on all the time. And then they'll say their website. And unfortunately, some of them say, our website is Abramowitz, Frankenstein, and Schmonkonkowonk.com. Well,
we're about 7 seconds away from going to tunes.
I know you're all proud of it, and it's safe. Who's your ego? Believe me, I know.
Steve, we got a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
We like seeing our name in the ad.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
In celebration of what would have been author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Roald Dahl's 100th birthday, Oxford University Press has published the Oxford Roald Dahl Dictionary. The dictionary is both authoritative and a little bit mischievous and includes everyday words plus those invented by Dahl for his books. One of my favorite words from the dictionary is zazimus. That is what the big friendly giant calls the stuff that dreams are made of, which he whisks with his magical egg beater. Roald Dahl loves the letter Z, which he uses in his mystical words like fizz-whizzing, zip-fizzing, and zoonk. By now, you might be feeling a bit biff-squiggled. That's another word for confused or puzzled.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Your Future Is Now. It's sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. I'm Jim Grant, and I'm joined today by my good friend, one of the executive training directors of SpeakersPathway.com, Mr. Bill Heinrich. And Bill, if you would be so kind as to share with people your website and your email address, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, thank you, Jim. Yeah, my website is TrueLifePurposeNow.com. And if you want to reach me personally, you can send an email to thedivinepurposeguy@gmail.com. I really was enjoying Steve's enthusiasm as we were coming into the break and want to ask Steve to pick up. You were talking about how attorneys are showing their names and their website rather than the most important message. So why don't you pick that up again, Steve?
Well, yeah, and I'm sorry that I get all carried away here. Whenever I can help business owners, it just gets me going. But, you know, that's the bottom line. If your website is your name, that soothes your ego. You feel great. But it doesn't resonate with your ideal target who, with the person that you want to do business with. Make it easy for them to remember. Give them a reason to go to the website right there in the website name. So instead of putting, you know, joesplumbing.com, put bestplumberinwhatevertownyourein.com. Put fastplumberresponse.com. Put something that's going to resonate with what the viewer, what the listener, what your target market, your ideal target who wants, instead of about you. And it's the same thing in the ad. At the top of your ad, get your name and your logo off the top of the ad and put what's called a headline on the top. So just like you'll see in a newspaper or a magazine, put a headline on the top. We've all gone through a checkout counter at a grocery store, and you see all the impulse magazines and newspapers saying, you know, Elvis is still alive, and he has two heads, and he's an alien, come from a different... Whatever it says, it's all meant to get you to say, man, I just have to turn to page 47 now. If all it said on the cover of a newspaper was the New York Times, they would sell a lot less copies. If all it said on the National Enquirer was National Enquirer, you'd walk right by it. So forget about the name of your company. Put it on the bottom. Okay? Once you first let people know what benefit they will have and that you understand their situation so well and you're offering a solution that they want, believe me, they'll take out a magnifying glass and look for your name and phone number and website. You don't have to put that really big or anywhere near the top. You got to grab their attention, and the best way to grab their attention is, of course, I mean, it just makes so much sense when you think about it, is not to talk about you. It's to talk about them and what they want and how you can help them.
That's really a great point that you make there, and I like what you're saying because it's so true. It's not what, you know, we want our ads to say. It's what will attract the customers, what's in it for them. And, Steve, before we go any further, before we run out of any more time, don't want to run short or anything, would you be kind enough to do two things? Number one, give your website. Number two, if listeners out there want to, you know, get in touch with you and say, tell me more, how can they get in touch with you, sir?
Well, thank you for that opportunity. My website is simply my name, stevesipres.com. It's spelled S-T-E-V-E-S-I-P as in Peter, R-E-S-S.com. And the best way to get help from me, especially right now during this shutdown, where people are, especially business owners, are kind of besides themselves and looking for some help, I have a website called helpfromsteve.com. And that's simply, it's all fancy with technology, it really just simply links to my personal calendar online where you can choose a day and time from whatever's available, get on my calendar, and we'll do a quick 15-minute call or so, and I'll find out a little about what's irking you and what's causing you stress, and I guarantee I'll help you through it with a little few suggestions. Now, because of the downturn, I've made some more time available on my calendar, so I enjoy it. I love helping business owners. I love the challenge of go ahead, throw a challenge at me and prove me wrong that I can't help you through it. And then down the road, possibly, you know, sometimes I even get a client from it. But I do it because I love helping business owners, and especially in this times, you want to go to helpfromsteve.com. We'll get on the phone. I'll help you out.
Hey, thank you so much, because this is a wonderful time, ladies and gentlemen, to invest in yourself. When you got some downtime, like when I had my manufacturing business, we had some downtime. That was a great time to schedule maintenance, because if I can use this analogy, if we did not make proper plans to schedule maintenance, guess what maintenance would do? It would schedule us. You'd have a breakdown in the middle of a production run, and that's not good. But my point being, now's the time to sit back, take a deep breath, relax, focus on how you can be a blessing to others. Because right now, Bill and Steve, I'd like for you to have your input on this, but I believe right now people are looking for the bright lights of life, and they're looking for leaders to lead. Am I correct on that?
Well, there's no question about that. In fact, you know, with all the people sitting around wondering when this is going to end and what's going to happen, I think the most important thing is this is a period of reinvention, because the world as we knew it will never be the same going forward. There's going to be many, many changes. Do you agree with that, Steve?
Absolutely, 100%. For instance, I mean, you know, we're never going back. I mean, at least a certain percentage of people are getting pretty used to the convenience that's happening right now. Inconvenience in a lot of ways, but convenience in some other ways. So this happened years ago, for instance. That's why, you know, HBO and later on Netflix and, you know, all these streaming services, people are like, oh, I just discovered that I don't have to get dressed, get in a car, drive to a movie theater, park the car, find a spot, walk 100 feet, go in, pay $20, find a seat. The guy in front of me is really tall and I can't see, and the guy on the side of me keeps talking and hearing, and what the heck? I really prefer sitting at home in my most comfortable chair and turning on a movie, and if I don't like it, I can turn it off in 5 minutes and find another one, and I can go into my own bathroom and I can eat my own food that's normally priced, and I can really enjoy myself. Well, you know, that's people are not going back to stop all the streaming in the same way they consume sports, and now the same way we're consuming food. People are starting to find out, I like getting my food delivered to my house, and I don't have to go out and wait 45 minutes at the bar and, you know, have a noisy guy at the table next to me and whatever. So, yeah, the world is changing. It's homeschooling. You know, a lot of people I'm talking to, they're like, wait a minute, why am I sending my kid back to college? Right now, here he is learning at home for a heck of a lot less than the tens of thousands of dollars and going into massive debt to send him away to a place where so he can drink beer and party and go to his football games with his friends. So lots of industries are changing, and it's up to the businesses to, again, use the WOW strategy. Think about the ideal target who. Think about your prospect and what they want, and just like you said, Bill and Jim, they're wanting different things now, and they're not going back, not all of them.
Exactly, because a lot of people, now they're working out of home. My daughter is one, and they're, because they had to implement changes for the employees to work out of their house, I mean, think about how that's going to be such a huge blessing. A lot of employees do not want to go back to the brick and mortar establishment. They say, hey, let's look for other ways to work out of our house because the lifestyle is going to change. And that's just because of the hand that they're dealt. But all these naysayers that talk about we're heading into a recession, depression, and all that, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. The main thing that we're in charge of is our attitude and investing in ourselves. And I remember one of my favorite stories back during the Depression during the whole decade of the 30s, basically, was the McKee family. They were a husband and wife, and they just took their resources, what they had, and they started selling 5-cent cakes out of their back of their car. And really what happened was that they continued on. It was hard. They struggled, but they continued on serving people, being a blessing to people. And in 1934, they bought a bakery, and they're still in business today. Their family's worth billions of dollars. You might see them at the supermarket. They're known as Little Debbie Cakes. And that's just one shot of how, when people say it's dark and gloomy, these folks took a chance. They believed in a brighter future. And I think that's the message we need to get out to everyone. Don't give up. Just look for ways to be a service to others. Implement that wow strategy. I like that. And we got about 2.5 minutes left, Steve. So please share anything else you'd like to share with the folks today, sir.
Well, thank you for that. I know you said you had something about a Friday freebie. And
yes,
I'd
sir.
Like to offer everyone to go get my free report called How to Profit from Chaos. It contains very specific and a number of things that they can do right now in the downturn to position themselves to come out shining like a star on the other end. And for that, my tech team tells me it's not up yet, but they're putting it up today on my website. They just go to stevecypress.com and get How to Profit from Chaos.
Wow, that's a great thing. I like the way that's titled, too, because that's one of those buzzwords. That's part of what you've been talking about the whole time. Say what people are wanting to hear. And those words there will really inspire someone to come to your website and say, hey, I'm going to get that Friday freebie. And
right now, just so people know, it's not about taking advantage of people. It's not about selling testing kit or any of that BS or bait and switching people. It's about honestly serving people and doing what you can right now for people.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because I met you out there in Phoenix through the network together, people out there. And ladies and gentlemen, I can vouch for Steve. He's a top-notch guy. If he wasn't a top-notch guy, he wouldn't be on the show. Because I'm very picky who I let on the show. And that's because we're all about integrity. We're all about paying it forward. And we got about 1 minute left. Bill, would you like to share any parting thoughts with the audience?
Well, I think Steve just summed it up. It's right now, it's a time to be of service. And one way that you can be of service is to follow this message that Steve has given us, the wow. Finding out who your ideal customer is, offering an irresistible offer, and then the ways you can do that. So the irresistible offer, like Steve has just mentioned, is getting his report, How to Profit from Chaos. That's a tremendous way, Steve, of being in service to everybody during this time and getting your name out there. And I really want to congratulate you for that.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a wonderful week.